Wells Fargo fires employees for faking keyboard activity while working from home. By Lucas Nolan on June 17, 2024. Banking giant Wells Fargo recently terminated several employees after discovering they were simulating keyboard activity to create the impression of activity while working remotely. The bank, like an increasing number of companies, uses technology to keep an eye on what remote workers are doing at home, which can range from eye trackers, screenshots, and tracking keystrokes. BBC News reports that Wells Fargo, one of the largest banks in the United States, has taken disciplinary action against a number of its employees for allegedly faking keyboard activity to deceive the company into believing they were working when they were not. The exact number of affected employees remains undisclosed, but it is reported that more than a dozen individuals have been impacted by this incident. According to a spokeswoman for Wells Fargo, the bank holds its employees to the highest standards and does not tolerate any form of unethical behavior. The employees in question were either fired or resigned voluntarily after the bank conducted a thorough review of the allegations. The issue came to light following the implementation of new rules at the bank, which mandate that brokers working from home must be inspected every 3 years. However, it is not yet clear how the bank discovered the fraudulent activity or whether it was specifically related to remote work. Wells Fargo adopted a hybrid flexible working model in 2022, allowing employees to work from home some of the time. This incident highlights the challenges faced by companies in monitoring remote workers and ensuring productivity. Since the coronavirus pandemic forced many companies to shift to remote work, the use of sophisticated tools to monitor employees has become increasingly common. These tools can track keystrokes, eye movements, take screenshots, and log visited websites. However, technology has also evolved to counter such surveillance measures, with devices like mouse jigglers becoming widely available on platforms like Amazon for less than $10. The majority of the employees affected by this incident had worked for Wells Fargo for less than 5 years. Bloomberg, which first reported the story based on a filing Wells Fargo made to the U.S. Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, confirmed 6 instances in which staff had been discharged after review, and 1 case of voluntary resignation. Read more at BBC News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.